All right, on with me to give us a little more understanding, clarity, enlightenment about this Amendment 1 bill that early voting is going on right now until Saturday. The primary will begin next Tuesday, May 8th, is Warren Ballantyne. He's the people's lawyer, nationally syndicated talk show host. Let me say that neither Warren nor myself are telling anybody which way to vote, only to give you a little more understanding. Warren, thank you so very much for being back with us.
Anything for you.
So, okay, yesterday you kind of gave us the 411 about this Amendment 1, saying, you know, it's a marriage between a man and a woman and that it would be taken to the next level as far as validated in the Constitution. Am I right?
Right. It would be constitutionally bound, which means everybody in the state has to follow it. So even if a municipality wanted to allow same-sex marriage, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Now, I had a lot of listeners call in and say, okay, they understand that, but is there something else behind it that's kind of having people, I guess, second guess maybe voting for this amendment? And you were saying something about the civil unions?
Yeah, what happens is if this becomes a constitutional amendment, the way it's written out is that you wouldn't have civil unions in this state as well. And once that happens, basically you have an issue of, can these people be put on people's insurance? Can they come in the room when they're about to die? Will they have the same rights as a husband or a wife when the person is about to die? It causes an issue with employment sometimes. And the supporters of it is saying, look, that it wouldn't interfere with an individual contract with somebody, but it's kind of murky on how that is written. Mm-hmm. Based on written contract, is in my contract that I can have my domestic partner be on insurance and things like that. If that's not in your contract, then if this law passes, then your partner can't be on there. And that's the problem. And that's why you have this separate divide. You have one fraction of the church saying, hey, you need to vote this and accept this so that we won't have gay marriage in this particular state.
Right.
And then you have the other fraction and business leaders and social and civil rights organizations saying, no, we need to vote this down, because once you go into this dip right here of stopping civil unions and being able to have civil liberties at work, that it's going to trickle down into other things like schools and other things like that. And that's why you have the big divide. So the question for anybody out there who's voting, to be honest with you, is, are you more interested in protecting the civil liberties and civil rights, or are you more interested in stopping gay marriage? Now, like I said yesterday, gay marriage is illegal in this particular state already.
Right.
It's not constitutionally illegal, but every municipality right now across the board does not accept it. So the question becomes, do you want to just leave that like that, or do you want to add this amendment and then possibly infringe on civil liberties and civil rights? And that's the big question for the two divides, to be honest with you.
You have just answered a lot of questions. Now, for those who are wondering, what are civil unions? These are like, you know, you have one man and one woman who pretty much are together, but they're just not married.
Right. And it's the exact same thing. Or two men or two women, but they have the domestic rights of somebody who's married, meaning that they can be on the insurance, that if somebody is down. Because right now, if you don't have a domestic right, if you've been with somebody for 20 years and they're in the deathbed and the family says, we don't want you in there, you know, you're not allowed in there.
Right.
Where if you have the civil union, you're allowed in there legally by law. So that's the civil union. But I understand why the organizations like the NAACP and others are looking at this and saying, well, wait a minute, maybe you don't want to vote for this amendment, because it will open up a Pandora's box or a slippery slope of being able to mess with other civil rights and civil liberties, not civil unions, but civil rights and civil liberties. So I see both sides, and it really, for the voter, it becomes down to a question of, do I want to keep the civil liberties and civil rights that we already have and not particularly or possibly go down this road because we already have something that's on the books that says it's illegal, or do I want a constitutional amendment to make sure it'll be illegal forever? That's the big question.
Warren, again, thank you so very much. You've answered a lot of questions, and I'm sure my listeners are calling right now to say thank you to you, too.
Well, thank you, Saints. Thank you, Saints.